What's going on, everybody? Thanks for joining us on the Newlyweds Podcast. This is your co-host, Brian Sorrell, here with my beautiful wife,
Elizabeth Sorrell.
And like I said, we are the Newlyweds. Welcome back to the second episode of season two. Hope you guys are enjoying this lovely Tuesday that Elizabeth and I are.
Yeah, we are recording on a Tuesday morning.
Bright and early.
And why, may you ask, are we recording on a Tuesday morning? Because I decided to play hooky from work today.
What happens if people from work are listening to you?
So?
You have sick days.
Yeah. I decided to take what the kids are calling a mental health day.
Oh my God. What was the... Because you woke up today. You got up at your alarm and everything. Yeah. What was the deciding factor for you to say, you know what? Today is just not the day.
Well, I don't know. I got up at 6:15, got up, I was ready to brush my teeth and everything, go to work, and I was just really tired. And I wasn't feeling it. And I already wasn't feeling it yesterday when I woke up. I already didn't want to go in yesterday. So I just said, you know what? I'm not going today. It's not happening.
Yeah.
So, called off, having a lovely mental health day.
Did they give you any pushback? Like, did this ask for reasonings, doctor notes, anything like that?
No.
Are those still a thing, doctor's notes?
I think at my work, they make you do it if you're out for, like, a whole week.
If you were to go, say you had an appointment, like, would you tell your boss that you, hey, I have an appointment at this time, I'm going to go
do it? I'm going to be late or whatever?
Yeah,
late. I was actually wondering that this morning, too, because I wanted to schedule a doctor's appointment. And, like, if it happened to be, like, not on my off day, like, do you have to use PTO for that?
Hours. PTO time, yeah.
You do?
Of course. That's what I'm asking.
Oh, so.
That's what I'm asking, though. Like, some people know, like, you know, some managers are cool. Like, no, you know, that's work-life balance. Like, go handle what you need to.
Yeah.
And then come back. So, like, it depends who your manager is.
Yeah.
I feel like it's funny you brought this up because yesterday we had like our start of the week meeting.
Yeah.
And my manager made it a point because I guess we had to sign like re-sign all this new paperwork about if we're working remote, we have to share all of our details on our calendar and everything. So like they have full visibility to what we're doing and all.
Yeah.
So like that's our company's policy. So like you have no choice but to sign it, especially if you want to work remote like
yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
But she made like this remark that if you need to schedule appointments or doctor's appointment, you have to go through me for approval.
Oh.
And, like, I get that. Like, I have no doubt that I would say, like, hey, FYI, like, I have a doctor's appointment X, Y, and Z at this time.
Yeah, like, you'd let her know, but you don't need to ask permission.
But, like, I'm not exactly, like, excuse me, but, like, I'm not going to wait for you to give me approval on a time. Like,
especially nowadays, like, I feel like making a doctor's, like, getting in with an actual doctor is really hard. Like, you, like, most of the time you'll call these doctors and, like, you have to make these appointments. Like, they're making appointments 6 months out. So, like, I just can't be having to ask permission if I can do this. Like, if that's the only time the doctor has, like, I'm going to go.
Exactly. Not, and, like, it shouldn't, go ahead.
Yeah, I haven't been at this company long enough or with this manager, but I would say, like, based on, like, how I know her now, like, I think she would be okay. Like, if I said, oh, I have a doc's appointment, like, I need to leave early or I need to come in late, she'd be like, okay, fine.
No problem.
Yeah, like, I don't that's think what I'm saying. I would like, have any
my
issue.
My situation, I don't think that's a thing.
Yeah.
And the thing that's really frustrated about my workplace, and y'all let me know, like, if y'all's place is like this, too. The rules are not
the same
across the board.
Yeah.
So, like, I get frustrated because, like, how can you expect me to act a certain way
if you're not? Yeah.
So, like, this is just the facts, honey. Yeah. You know? This is what it is.
I had the same problem with the last company I worked at. That's how my manager was. He would, like, come in late or, like, leave early to go to a haircut appointment. Which is fine. That's fine. I don't care.
Me neither. But I don't care either.
But then, like, when I, like, so he would be doing that all the time. Like, just leaving early whenever, coming in late. Like, for literally a haircut. Not a doctor's appointment. Like, just for whatever. Which is fine. But then when I would ask, oh, can I work from home? Because it's literally a blizzard outside and we're snowed in. He'd be like, why? You don't need to.
Yeah.
So it's just, like, I don't care. Just, like, give me the same leniency. You know, like, it's not like...
Keep the same energy, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, like, I'm still doing my stuff. I'm still getting my work done. Like, there's no reason that you should think, like, I need to come into the office to be productive. Or, like, I can't go make an appointment when you're doing the same exact thing, you know?
I hear you. It's a frustrating time.
Yeah.
So, for you managers that are out there, let us know, like, do you guys have... Do you guys, you know, hold your employees to the same standard that you hold yourself?
Yeah.
Or do you give yourself a little leeway since you're, you know, you are the boss?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying as the boss, you shouldn't have perks. Like, you shouldn't be able to, I don't know, maybe cut out early. I don't know, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's, I understand. Like, you've put your time in, you've put whatever.
It's just like, as long as I'm being a productive employee, you know you can depend on me. Like, I don't understand why I'm not getting the same.
And that's another thing. Like, this whole calendar sharing thing. I have nothing to hide on my calendar, like, for work.
Yeah.
I just think it's a little, like, why, what have I done?
Yeah.
Like, what trust do you not have in me?
Yeah.
That, like, and of course, this is across the whole team, but specifically, because this, I've been working here for over 2 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Why now is it coming up? After 2 years, it was not put out there. It was not enforced that we needed to share details with our calendars.
And you're, when you say share details, you mean like the person can see what the meeting, like the meeting subject line.
Meeting subject line, who's invited with, to the meeting.
Yeah. That's pretty crazy.
That's extra.
Yeah, that's really like, I'm like, how is that a good use of anyone's time? Like, you're really going through your employees' calendars. Like,
exactly.
Seeing what they're doing.
But, like, that's the other
don't
thing.
Don't you have a job?
I don't know what
a
it is.
A real job?
I don't know what it is.
Well, that, I feel like all of this, what you're saying, is what they would call a micromanager. So, like, that's just too much.
So, what do you, what do the Newlyweds podcast people think? Am I dealing with a micromanager currently?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Anyways, all's to say, I'm on PTO today. I'm having a mental health day. I'm relaxing, replenishing myself, enjoying my day.
You needed it.
Yeah, I needed it.
You needed it.
So we got to sleep in, and then I woke up. Me and Ruby went to get a coffee and a little pup cup. We brought one back for Brian.
It's tasty.
We went on a little walk. All the things.
You see what happens, though, when you get up earlier? Like, you can say you slept in, but you slept in for, like, a work day, not, like, on a typical weekend.
I slept
You were so much more productive all morning.
I slept until 7:30. I mean, I wouldn't say that. I literally, like, after I got my coffee, got back in bed.
Yeah, but, like, let's just say it was a weekend.
Yeah.
You haven't taken Ruby to the dog park yet.
I didn't take Ruby to the dog park. We went
Whatever,
on a little
on a
walk.
You haven't done any physical exercise with her yet.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd still, both of you girls will still be passed out in bed.
Yeah.
You should feel good about that.
Yeah.
Now you're going to get to take the rest of the day. I'm not going to get into what the stuff you got to do because
we
we're
going to
talk about
it.
What could be a good segue?
So.
Yeah, tell the people what you jacked up on.
I joined a book club, right? Well, okay, this is actually my second book club. Back in April, I joined a Zoom book club with some of my friends from, like, Louisiana. And our whole plan was to have this Zoom book club. We would read a book, meet on Zoom once a month, have, like, a little wine Zoom night thing. And, like, talk about the book, whatever. It's supposed to be fun and, like, encourage us all to read all the stuff, whatever. So we did our first book, and we had one meeting, and we never met again. So, like, the book club kind of fell off. So I decided to join a in-person book club here in Colorado with, like, a girl I know. And so our first book club meeting is tomorrow, right? And we probably started this group message for this book club like a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they sent the book, whatever. And I was like, I responded to the message like right away. And I was like, oh, I'm ordering it. And like, I never ordered it, whatever. So now it's coming. The book club is literally tomorrow. So this weekend, I ordered the book on Amazon. And it shows up to my house on Sunday. Why is our first book club book 600 pages?
That's a lot of pages. That's a huge commitment. Let's just put a feeler out and see, like, how people react to, like, a 300-page book.
Yeah, like, this is our first book
250.
Club, and you're going to pick a 600-page novel.
You might as well pick Harry Potter.
Yeah, like, damn. And it's historical fiction, which I hate.
Are they big words?
No, but it's, like, it's based in Paris, so, like, they say, like, French words and stuff, and, like, there's a lot of, like, French names, so it's all, it's just, like, it's not enjoyable. So anyways, this book club is tomorrow. I mean, I started reading it yesterday, but, like, it's so boring. I can't even read it, so I, like, have the audiobook. I know I'm, like, kind of cheating, whatever. But I have the audiobook. I'm 3 hours in to a 17-hour audiobook.
Can we return the physical hard copy?
We could, but
I mean, you might as well. I mean, what the hell do we need it for?
I want to put it on my bookshelf.
You don't need any more paperweights, because, like, it's just not needed. Let's return it and get our $20 back.
I like, it wasn't $20. It was $9.
I still want it.
No.
The $9 could go toward our, you know, the $9 could go toward YouTube TV for NFL Sunday Ticket. No. We already bought that, but it could replenish that.
No. Anyways, so my book club's tomorrow. We'll see if I finish the book, but we're meeting tomorrow night. And yeah.
I think it'll go well. I mean, you're going to come through and obviously get the Spark Notes version and be good.
Yeah.
But next time, at least you know for next month's book. That gotta, like, start early. You gotta start, because these chicks are picking some heaters.
No, so I think I'm gonna suggest a book for the next month, and yeah, hopefully it'll be better.
Well, I'm glad you're in a book club. I know you like to read, so.
Yeah, but I don't like to read boring books. Like, I like to read, like, I like romance, a fantasy, a thriller, all that. Like, historical fiction is, like, not
it for you.
Not my deal.
Okay.
So what
would happen if you just didn't show up with reading it at all?
If I showed up and said I didn't read the book?
Yeah. Like, is that a bad look?
Yeah. We're in a book club.
Okay.
And I didn't do the homework?
Yeah.
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 Can't do that.
Yeah.
So.
On another note, rolling into things that are coming down the pipeline.
Yeah.
Ladies, you got to start. Your mans are about to be busy on the weekends. So anything you got pending that you need done, I recommend you do it, because within 5 weeks or so, the football's back, baby.
Yep.
So any honey-do list that you still got pending that you need handled, taken care of, dates you need to go on, you better cash in now, because once that first Thursday night comes around, it's over with. It's over with for y'all.
And tell the people who don't know, what is a honey-do list?
It's just like this little list of tasks that your honey, your wife or girlfriend has planned out for you. Or shoot, maybe your girlfriend's into football and you're not, and they're ready for football season. Maybe you got stuff to do.
Yeah.
Or the guy. I don't know.
Just a list of things that she wants you to do, and if you do them, she's less likely to yell at you for when you're sitting around watching the game or whatever.
Oh, I mean, I don't think people care about getting yelled at. Like,
no, but
y'all know where you...
Not yelled at, but, you know, like, she won't be aggravated that you're watching TV if, like, you've already done all your chores. Anyways.
Just do it. Just do what you need to do. I don't look at it the way that she's looking at it, you know. Just hook her up with a couple of weeks that you have left with her on the weekends. And then you're right back at it Thursday through Sunday.
Yeah.
Shoot, Thursday through Monday.
Yeah. So.
But yeah, football's back.
Yeah. Oh, man. What?
I just can't get enough of NCAA.
Yeah.
You're talking to the 127,000 best ranked player in the world.
Anyways, that's embarrassing.
Just so y'all know.
That's embarrassing. Don't.
The Newlyweds might become second fiddle after the pod. The podcast might become second fiddle to my NCAA career.
No, it will not. But speaking of stats, ours.
What stats? For the podcast?
Yes.
Lay it on them. Let the people know that we're cooking.
So now that we're back, I've been, you know, checking on our stats and all from the last episodes, like things we need to work on, all that stuff, whatever, looking at all of that. And I went and looked at our listens from, like, all of our episodes from last year. And we had our number one episode has over 1,000 listens.
It's pretty solid.
Well, over 1,000 downloads. We have it by downloads, not listens. So over 1,000 downloads, which is, like, huge for us.
We blew up.
Yeah.
We really blew up.
Yeah.
Because, like, don't get me wrong. We probably know 10 people. That listening. Actually listen,
yeah.
Of that we know friends wise,
yeah.
Like, our family doesn't support us. Maybe my family doesn't support us.
Mine,
like,
does. Anyways, we have some family that listens.
But we appreciate all of you if you do listen.
But we definitely don't have 1,000 family members listen to us. So that's, like, real listeners.
Yeah, but even for, like, our average of, like, 600, we don't have that either. So, like, that's going from 600 to 1,000. What made that episode pop off? What do you think?
I don't know.
The algorithm. Whatever the algorithm was for the episode.
I think it might have been the title.
What was the title?
It was Why Marriage Rates Are Declining.
Mm.
Because, like, some of our other titles are just, like, crazy. Like, unless you listen, like, you probably are like, what the hell
does this even mean? Well, that's because you said that's what the toasts do.
That is what the toasts do. But they already have, like, an established audience. So maybe we just need to go with, like, I don't know, better titles.
Like, for this week's, do you have a crappy manager? Or is that not good?
No. Because, no. But anyways.
Okay.
But anyways, yeah.
I don't come up with the titles.
No. But that's our most listened to episode. So if you haven't heard that one, maybe go check it out. I don't know why it's going off, but it is. So, yeah, we got a lot of listens. We're going to keep working hard. And, yeah. I also decided to go through. So we had made like a Google form for advice. And we had people sending in advice too.
Just missed opportunities all over.
Yeah.
And again, people that we did not know. And they were good questions and we're going to get to them. I don't know. Are we getting into them today or another
today,
week?
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, so we have a form. It's on our Instagram. Or you can email us if you want to ask for advice. But we have advice and people were writing in still, like even after we stopped. So...
We had some really nice emails, too, about people wanting us to bring it back.
Shout out Cammy if you're listening.
Yeah, appreciate you, Cammy. That was a nice
email. Cammy sent us a really nice email saying she loved our show.
It's honestly one of the reasons, like, I think that we're getting back into it is because there were people outside of who we were listening to that were, like, literally vibing with us.
Yeah. So.
So, if you keep loving it, you don't have to give money, nothing. Just support us. Hit us up with the reviews. Yeah, I mean, shit, at some point we're going to monetize this bitch.
Not from our listeners.
Patrons?
If we do a Patreon, maybe.
Yeah. So, like, there's monetization.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give me all your money.
Yeah, but anyways.
Give me my money.
Anyways, we got some good stats. We're excited. It amped us up. It got us excited for the new season. So we're not going to give up on you this time.
And we're not taking any breaks around the holidays. We're traveling with the mics.
I mean, we said that last year and we didn't do that, but we're not going to give up again.
Either way, if we do travel, we're just going to have to suck it up and do a couple episodes.
Yes. You will get your episode every week on time.
Those are pretty strong words.
We had it out at 5 a.m. last week.
I think we should at least like promise what we can actually get you a podcast weekly.
An episode every week.
It might be
once a week.
Late on the day, occasionally, depending on what we have in our lives. But Elizabeth and I both work, you know? Yeah. We have busy lives, so like we're gonna do our best. Even we typically record on the weekends.
Yeah.
We had a busy weekend, so we weren't able to. That's hence why we're doing it on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
But we'll make it work. We're gonna get you. We're gonna get you. Yeah, we're gonna get you what you guys need.
Yeah,
We're gonna help the. We're gonna give the people what they need.
Yeah.
Well, let's get into the episode.
That's what I was about to say. Do you want to get into it?
Get into it. Take it away.
So, I was obviously just on my walk with Ruby, and it got me thinking about our episode topic. Do you think your health journey is your spouse's responsibility?
I think this should be involved because how can you go on a health journey? You can't do it by yourself. It's too hard.
So, yeah. The reason I wanted this to be the topic was because me and Brian obviously are, if you know us, are sweet treat eaters.
No.
Yes.
I wasn't.
Okay. Either way, now that we are married, we as a couple.
You force them down my throat at night.
Okay. Okay. We are sweet treat eaters, and Brian cannot deny it, because last night, he literally had us driving to Whole Foods to get a chantilly cake, because that's what he was feeling.
Did we get it?
No.
What happened?
We turned around.
This chick drove us the whole way there.
Yep.
In the rain.
Yeah.
I made a comment
that
she didn't take a liking to.
Yep.
Turn the sucker
around.
We're at
Whole
Foods. We are in the parking lot.
Yeah. Because let me tell you something. Brian can never just sit in the car and not make a comment. Every time I drive, he has to say something. Now, when I get in his car, I don't say anything about his driving. I just be quiet and mind my business.
Why is that?
He gets in my car every time and is saying stuff the whole time about my driving and how I should be doing this or I should be doing this. You can't do that. And it's just like, why didn't you drive?
Your driver's ed did not do a proper job.
Okay, well, you've seen the drivers in Louisiana, so what did you expect?
What, and that's exactly what I'm saying. It's like, all I'm trying to do is like tell you this is incorrect. You cannot do that. You are going to get either yourself hurt, my future children hurt.
Oh my God.
Or
not the future children again.
Or whoever else is involved, like just the rando. There are certain things. There are road rules that These are not like Brian's rules. These are road rules that I'm explaining to my wife, and she just cannot take it without getting offended. Like, I'm
what
sorry.
What about when I was, what about, it's not even just the driving, like the rules or whatever you want to say. It's even just like, why are you going this way? Where are you going? Do you know where you're going? Why did you miss that? Like,
yesterday.
Yes.
Let me talk. Hold on. Before you convolute the story with all this nonsense. Mm-hmm. I yesterday asked you one question about where are you going? I didn't know. This is the only thing. All you could have said was, oh no, this is, you can take this exit. It's a shortcut.
I didn't need to tell you because I knew where I was going. Okay. And I'm driving. You're
okay.
Not.
Okay, but as far as I knew, like Park Meadows,
yeah,
that's the exit. That's how I get to that section of town.
I know, because I know my way around our city. I know where we are. I know our town. I know how to get there. And Brian doesn't. And he's in the car saying, where are you going?
I just asked a simple question, people.
After berating me about my driving.
Because
and
this
so it's just annoying because he's always saying that. Where are you going? I know where I'm going and I'm always going the right way. And he's always got to say something about it. So anyways, we didn't end up getting our cake.
Have you guys ever been in a car with somebody who's merging onto the highway going 30 miles per hour?
Have you ever been in a car with a control freak?
Because I'm telling you, that shit is scary.
Have you ever been in a car with a control freak who literally has to like narrate everything and tell you, oh, the car in front of you is stopping. You're literally 20 feet back. Brian is a control freak, okay? But anyways, that's not the point.
You can say all you want. Your driving deserves nothing less.
So anyways...
And I'm sure your friends would attest like how horrible you are.
The point is we are sweet treat eaters, okay? We like a sweet treat every night. And Brian can say he doesn't, that's fine. But every night he's saying, what are we having tonight for the treat? So, we've been talking lately, and, like, we really both want to get into, like, eating better.
Health overall, yeah.
Yeah. So, the point of this topic was, is a health journey something you need to take as a couple, or is it something you can do on your own?
I think it's got to be a couple. Because, like, it's not the spouse's responsibility.
For sure.
But it's, at the end of the day, just, like, encouragement.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to be chowing down on
McDonald's.
Cookies and cream, yeah. Ice cream, while you're eating fruit.
Celery.
Yeah, like, that's not fair. Like, you're not gonna maintain or commit to a diet. Like, that's too much. Too much. Too much temptation.
I agree. There's a couple of different parts to like a health journey. So there's like obviously your diet, there's your exercise, and then there's like the mental, which is like cheering each other on, encouraging each other, all that stuff, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I think that like diet and the encouraging each other is definitely something you need to do together. Because like obviously I'm not going to be eating a healthy dinner and like you're going to be eating McDonald's. Like that's not going to work. And I feel like...
Well, I think it's easy for you or for most relationships where, like, whoever's cooking majority.
I was about to say that, yeah.
It works out because, like, I'm not a picky eater as is.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm going to eat whatever you're going to put, thankfully. Thank you, as always. But whatever you're going to put in front of me.
Yeah, for sure. So, like, I think that's important to do together because, like, again, like, if you're the one who wants to be the healthy one, like. You need to be committed to, like, making your healthy meals and all that stuff, whatever. And, like, if the other person isn't, then, like, it's not going to work. Mm-hmm. Especially if the other person is the one who is doing, like, a majority of the cooking. Mm-hmm. Then it's not going to work.
I still think the gym is the hardest thing.
I agree.
Because.
So, this is the talk we've been having lately. Brian wants us to join a gym together and, like, go to the gym together, like, before work.
Yep.
or after, but most likely before.
Yep. Like just to go, me and her, 5 a.m. or something, go to the gym, work out, do what we needed to go to work, come home and be done. Yeah. Because like me and Elizabeth are the people after work.
We're not doing it.
This shit's not going to happen.
No.
Like it's just not going to happen.
Like we literally get home, make dinner and like get in bed.
And I already have like an hour commute back from work. Yeah. Like it's just too much. It's not going to happen.
Yeah. And I work like I get home probably at like 6:30 because I work like 4:10. So I work like 10 hours a day. Mm-hmm. So like I'm just not doing shit after work. Like I'm not doing it.
So yeah, I want to join like a type gym, like the YMCA essentially.
Yeah.
It's not called that out here. It's called Vasa.
Yeah.
That's like just one of the versions they have out here. They have 24 hour and all, but apparently this Vasa is just, you know, the nicer one of the bunch that's out here.
Yeah.
So that's what I want Elizabeth and I to do, just because if we're going to the same place, it's just, it's more feasible. It's not an expensive thing to do for this type of gym. There's an accountability that, you know, I'm going, you're going, like, it's just going to work out better.
For sure.
But Elizabeth is coming from the standpoint where it's not the type of exercise or coaching that she would need.
Yeah.
So you go ahead and elaborate on what you're trying to do.
I want to join a Pilates studio, obviously. Because one thing about me is, like, if someone's not there telling me exactly what to do, like, I'm not going to do it. And I don't need to join a $30 gym or whatever just to walk on the treadmill. Like, and... yeah, like, I literally probably wouldn't even do that. I wouldn't want to go. Because, like, I mean, it's probably not the same for you, but, like, for girls, like, most girls, like, don't like to go to the gym with, like, all these men around.
I completely disagree.
Well, you're not a girl, so.
Well, I mean, I'm just going off of, I've been in the gyms many times before.
I'm not saying.
There are plenty of girls.
I'm not saying there aren't girls, but, like, me personally and other girls I know too feel the same way, is like they don't want to go to the gym with all the guys like lifting their weights, and the girl like either doesn't know how to use the machines or whatever, or like just doesn't want to do it in front of people.
Well, first off, you referenced this coach kind of thing.
Yeah.
Would I not be so, like, I know people that work out with their girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
The guy just leads the workout.
Yeah. You want to go work out and be doing the same, like, we're doing everything together?
Yeah. And, like, you can go to, like, your classes that you're talking about, because this Vasa place has the classes. Yeah. It doesn't have, like, your fancy sled Pilates
they
stuff.
They don't have reformer Pilates. They have mat Pilates, which is, like, yoga, basically.
Girl, you need to stop. Let's not act like you're some, you know, you've been some fit chick your entire life. You don't need reformer Pilates. I don't know what the hell you're even talking about.
Exactly, which is why you really don't have any need to speak on it.
Fine, I won't speak on reformer Pilates.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't think that's going to make a difference in your health journey.
I do, because, like, the Pilates classes are smaller. They're, like, maybe 15 people. You have a coach walking around the whole time, like, fixing your form, doing all
that
stuff.
They have that at Vasa, too.
Doing all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And, like, telling you if you're doing it wrong. Or, like, calling you out if you're, like, cheating.
I couldn't do that. I called you out the day that we did our
plank challenge.
Elizabeth won, but, like, I have never seen somebody who literally damn near had their butt sky high, and she was saying this is how they're teaching her to do it. Anybody who works out, please let me know. Like, that shit should damn near be level. It should be flat. You should be able to hold, like, a glass of milk or something going.
We'll do another one and we'll video it and put it on our social media.
Like, I went for 2 minutes. And, like, again, I don't work out anymore. Like, I have not done that in a long time.
Yeah.
I went 2 minutes, like, trying to beat her. This took everything in me.
Yeah.
And, like, this chick got her ass straight up in the air. And she's like, ha ha, I beat you. And I'm just sitting there, yeah, okay, you beat me. But, like, that shit was not no damn plank that I've ever seen.
We'll video it. But anyways.
You'd be running poles if you did that kind of shit.
Anyways, the point is, like, I want to do Pilates, and, like, he wants to go to a gym. And also, we should point out that, like, we don't want the same physique. Like, we're not trying to accomplish the same goals. So, like, us working out exactly the same is, like, not – one of us is not going to get the results
we want.
That's
just not true.
Yes, it is.
What are you trying to accomplish?
I want to be, like, toned.
So what do you think that I wouldn't be doing that would not get you toned?
You're trying to, like, be big.
No, I'm not. And muscly. Was I big in college?
You had big muscles. Yeah.
I wasn't big. That was cut toned. That is what you were going for.
No.
I do not try to get like The Rock. Like, I'm not going. That's not the physique that I'm looking for.
Either way, I just, it's
important. I don't like being super veiny. Like, I don't like that look. That's not what I'm going for.
It's important to know that, like, we are trying to accomplish different goals.
I don't think we are.
I think we are.
And I think, I don't know about you because you're soft, but, like, I'm a competitive person. So, like, being challenged works for me.
Well, that's what Pilates is. It is challenging.
That's not what I'm saying. But, I don't know. Let's bring up the monetary side of it. Or is that not important? I think it's important, like, to go into, like, what do you guys think would be the better gym for Elizabeth and I to join?
Well, again, my point is, like, I don't think we need to join the same gym.
I just think it's crazy. So, for crazy.
What you want, yeah, that's fine. But, like, I don't want free weights. I don't want to be doing my own thing. I want to have an instructor, which is what you're paying for.
And you don't need an instructor. You don't. You just that's want what I the want. Pilates. You just want the Pilates sled. You're just seeing this Pilates because Kim Kardashian or whoever and their mother famous is doing Pilates. And that's Kim, what they're Kim saying.
Kim does not do Pilates, but.
Are you saying that you can't get the physique that you're looking for from free weights and running and walking?
No.
I know plenty of women that have that and they don't do Pilates.
I'm glad for you. I'm just saying, like, I don't think if I want to do Pilates, I can do Pilates.
Yeah, but like.
Yes, it is Pilates, more expensive. And that's what Brian's getting at.
Why can't you do the Pilates at the Vasa?
Because they don't have the reformer machines.
And you they don't need that.
They are not a Pilates studio.
You don't need that.
It's what I want.
There's a big. A lot of people want a lot of things, but you don't always get what you want. You can't compare. $300 or what did you say? $200?
$200.
$200 a month to $25 a month.
Yeah, if it's all about... For something
that's going to give you the same results.
It's not. Because, like I said, I will have more accountability going to Pilates studio with, like, an instructor who knows me, who is, like, watching me doing this stuff.
I know, but, like, as somebody who doesn't work out or exercise regularly...
Yeah.
I'm referring to both of us.
Yeah.
There comes, like, there's a habit that is essentially formed.
Yeah.
Or, like, you don't have that yet to where, like, you're going to commit to this schedule.
I know I don't have that yet. But, like, joining this, I think, will get me there.
I don't think, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think you start there. I think you start small, get your body into a workout flow, then go join once you start realizing what your schedule is. When you're going to be going to these things. Like, you got to start small. You don't just work your way up.
No, I think I can start with a lesser membership. Maybe I could do 8 classes a month instead of 12 or instead of unlimited. But I don't think I need to join your gym because, again, this is what I'm saying. Control freak.
I'm not controlling. I'm just
You're trying to make me do what you would do.
No.
So, anyways, the point is I want to join Pilates. Brian wants to join a gym. So, we should just both do what we want.
No, I think we ask the people for your advice. Like, we'll put a poll up. And we're not going to say we're going to just take whatever the people say.
No, I mean, you guys can give your opinions if you want, but I'm still going to do what I want.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yes.
I don't think yes. so.
What about you join Pilates? How about that? Why is that not an option?
Because I don't want to spend that much money for a gym membership.
Okay, well.
That's why.
There we go. So.
But what about a competition amongst your relationship couples?
What?
Like, would you be offended if I was losing weight quicker or vice versa? Like, you were losing weight quicker and, you know, I was dropping 20 pounds in, you know, a month. You dropped 5.
Well, is that for me, what does again, that do? Like I said, we're not working towards the same goals. Like, you want to lose weight. I want to be toned. So, like, for me, it's not about, like, I may be 10 pounds heavier, but if I'm all muscle and I look toned, like, I don't care. So, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, we are working towards different goals.
I don't have any goals yet. I haven't picked goals.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, we're not wanting the same thing.
I just need to get ready for a hunting trip.
I want to like the way I look.
Baby, you look good right now.
Anyways, no, I would not be offended if if you were losing weight and I wasn't, because that's probably what's going to happen. Because like I said, we are different. You're a man. It's easier for you to lose weight. So like that probably will happen. And no, I'm not going to be offended.
Oh, I'm not. I was just wondering if that's a thing in relationships. Like they get upset.
I mean, I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I know my mom and dad have done it, and my mom would like.
Yeah, because
never lose weight.
It's easier for men to lose weight than it is for women.
No, it wasn't. It had nothing to do with that. She just couldn't mentally
like commit.
To like eating healthy. Like yeah. She would eat healthy for dinner, mm-hmm. but like at lunch,
have like snacks all day.
Like she's snacking, going to just eat like poor choices for food.
Yeah.
So like it wasn't to have to do with it. She was working out and everything.
Yeah.
But she's not dropping weight because she's working out, but she's still eating the same way that she used to eat. So like she's just maintaining where she was at.
Yeah.
So like if you're trying to drop,
you need to be like in a calorie deficit.
You can't. I don't know if that's the right thing, because people will say that you need to continue to eat calories because then it just gets stored as.
No, you need to be in a calorie deficit.
Anyways, you might be right. I don't know.
Anyways, yeah, I'm not going to be offended if you start losing weight. I mean, maybe I'll just give you a couple extra cookies every single night. If so. Or sneak some protein powder in all your coffee so you chunk up.
All right. So with that being said, let us know what you guys think, what we're going to do for the workout. We'll keep you all posted on our journey. Maybe we'll do like a running tab for like pounds weekly or something. I don't know.
No, that is toxic. We don't need to do that.
I'm saying for the podcast to let them know how it's going.
We don't need to do that.
You don't want
to
let the people know?
No, you can let people know you're working out every week. People don't need to know your... how many pounds you're losing a week.
Or gaining. It could be good or bad.
No, we don't need to do that.
Okay. We won't do that then. Let's move into the questions that we currently had from our listeners to see if we can help them out.
Yeah, so we are going to do some advice because we had people write in, and who knows if they still listen. But if you do, maybe you're on here. And if you ever need advice, write in. So our first one. How do I get my long-term boyfriend to split holidays evenly with me between our families?
How long is long-term?
I don't have all that info. Whatever long-term is to you, what is long-term to you? 3 years?
3 to 5.
Okay, then let's go with that.
So 3 to 5 years, how do you get them to split holidays? Because we weren't splitting holidays.
No.
And we were 8 years or 7 years before.
We were like... five.
Haven't we been together? Oh, we're eight now. So like dating, we were five.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't split holidays. It's gonna be hard to get your boyfriend. Are you guys in different states too, I'm assuming?
No, that
because if you're in the same state, mm-hmm. I think that's very doable. Like that shouldn't be a conversation that's that difficult. I think that's just exactly what it is. A conversation that you have to have to where we're gonna go visit my family, X, Y, and Z. For a couple hours in the morning, and then, you know, your family at night or vice versa, or however you're going to break it out. But I think it's just a conversation. I mean, it's nothing more than that. If he's completely against it, I first have to understand why.
Yeah.
But, like, I wouldn't beat him over the head with it either, because maybe they're just not at that point. Or maybe he doesn't feel like you guys are at that point to bring you around for the holidays yet. And I wouldn't take it as a bad place.
I mean... if you're in a long-term relationship and he doesn't feel like it's time to bring you around for the holidays, then, like...
bye.
It sounds like it's time to break up because, like, he clearly doesn't see a future with you and he's, like, wasting your time.
I don't agree with that.
That was not going to be my advice for this. Like, my thought is like Brian said, we didn't start doing holidays together until literally right before we got engaged. And the only reason we did Thanksgiving with my family and Christmas with his. And by the time we did Christmas, we were engaged. The only reason we even did Thanksgiving with mine before we were engaged was so way Brian could ask for permission.
Correct.
So like my thought is like, I don't know. Unless you know you're going to like marry this person. Like I guess like what's the point of even dating if you don't know you're going to marry them? I'm assuming you know you're going to marry this person.
Or at least it feels like it's heading in that direction.
Yeah.
But every intention to marry.
I would say, like, you guys, if you're in the same state, you need, or, like, if you're not, you need to commit to, like, okay, this holiday we're going to be with my family. The next holiday we're going to be with your family. I don't think it should be you going to his family for everything and then he never comes to yours. Like, that's not fair.
Yeah, 100%.
And then, like, why is he doing that? Like, why doesn't he want to spend time around your family? And why are you doing all the stuff spending time around his family? Like, that's not fair.
And I can actually, like, have a pretty good feel for this because my brothers are mm-hmm. doing this. They've dealt with this for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if you're gonna, if this is, like, you need to work this out now. Like, don't wait until you're married to work out what the hell, how you're gonna be figuring out holidays. Because, I mean, holidays for my family is obviously, you know how it goes. Holidays for my family can get pretty, like,
but I don't,
upsetting if you're not doing it evenly, I guess.
But I don't agree that you need to do it while you're dating. Like, I think once you're married, you have a lot more pull because you're married and you're like, okay, this is my family. But, like, if you're just a girlfriend or you're just a boyfriend and you're saying,
like, I'm just saying to figure out how you want to end up actually doing holidays. I'm not saying you have to do that right now. But, like, holidays is a big deal.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of stuff comes from holidays.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of arguments, exciting times, like, holidays are a tricky time, especially when you're talking about introducing people, other people's families.
Yeah.
Like, some people's families are, you know, fairly strict around the holidays, how they do certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Versus some people that are much more like go with the flow around the holidays.
Right. I just think it needs to be even at the end of the day. So, like, if he's not willing to come spend time with you and your family for one of the holidays or for, like, half the day, then you shouldn't be doing that for him either.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, you shouldn't be going out of your way to spend all the time with his family on Christmas and he's not coming for, like, Thanksgiving, 4th of July, anything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, it at the end of the day, it just needs to be even. So, like, whatever works for you guys. If it works that we're going to see my family for Thanksgiving and yours for Christmas, like, that's fine. If we're going to do half, like, we're going to do lunch for Thanksgiving at your family and dinner for Thanksgiving at my family and the same for Christmas, like, that's fine too. It's just whatever works for you.
You think in-laws are a big deal for holidays that you need to consider?
Yes. Because, like, I think a lot of parents, like, just kind of have their own traditions. And so, like, when this little girlfriend or this little boyfriend's coming in messing stuff up, like, it can start a lot of fighting. So, like, as long as you and your partner are on the same page about it and are, like, ready to defend each other to whoever's parents are upset, like, that's fine.
Yeah.
But it needs to be the same page. Like, you can't be telling your girlfriend or your boyfriend, oh, yeah, we're going to do this for Christmas, and then your mom or dad doesn't know, and then they're all mad at the girlfriend or the boyfriend and saying, why are they coming in and messing it up? Yeah. Like, you need to be an adult and be able to stand up to your parents and say, this is my person, this is who I'm going to spend the holidays with, and this is how we're going to do it. We want to see you, but if you're going to act up, like, we won't see you.
Wow. Elizabeth and I are lucky, because, like, it's so much easier for us to say that, because the way we do holidays is exactly 50-50.
Yeah.
One year we're doing and when I'm saying holidays, like, I'm only talking
major.
Thanksgiving and
Christmas
for basically what we're talking about, because it's just too much to travel from Colorado to Florida, Louisiana, vice versa.
For other, well, I mean, it depends. Sometimes we'll do it, but, like, for us, when we're saying holidays, we're talking about just the major two, Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Yeah, like, sometimes we'll mix in, like, 4th of July and all, but
yeah,
we weren't able to do that this year, but, well, that's what we're talking about. So, like, it's super easy for us because we don't live in the states where our families live.
So, like, we're obviously traveling to one of them for a holiday.
And, like, they're getting our undivided attention because we're crashing at their place.
Yeah.
There's only one set of in-laws there. So, like, whatever place we do decide to go, or whatever, whoever's turn it is to celebrate whatever holiday it is, they get us fully.
For sure. And, like, both of our parents understand that, like, we have to go see the other family for one of them. So, like, as long as they each get a, like,
and they know Elizabeth and I are both close to our families.
And, like, both of those holidays are, like, big. Like, it's not like one of those is bigger than the other. Like, both of them are 100%. A big deal to both of our families. So, like, as long as each of them get their own time.
Christmas is probably bigger.
See,
just because, like,
I feel like Thanksgiving is a bigger deal for my family.
I'm putting what the actual meaning is of the holidays, though.
Yeah,
like, I'm taking the birth of Jesus over
I'm talking about,
the pilgrims and Indians.
I'm talking about overall holidays for everyone. I would say Thanksgiving and Christmas are both, like,
Yeah, yeah. Big family. Deals. Yeah, you're with your family. People are flying in and out of town, definitely. Yeah,
so both of our parents understand, like, we have to go see, like, the other one. So, like, as long as they both get a holiday, they both get their time, they're both happy.
For sure.
And they understand.
For sure.
So, like, I just think as long as it's even. Like, if we were going to just my family for Thanksgiving and Christmas so we never saw Brian's family, like, that'd be rude. It'd
be a problem.
And, like, as long as it's even, that's the point. Like, just whatever works for you.
Yep.
So, was that advice?
I thought so. It's a conversation.
Talk to your person about it.
It's really not that big of a deal. Like, it's just a conversation you gotta have.
I mean, it is a big deal. Maybe if they're an only child, like, they don't want their family to be home by themselves for the holiday. Like,
it doesn't matter. Either way, that conversation or that time is going to come where...
Yeah, no, I'm just saying it is a big deal. That was my point. It is a big deal. But just have a conversation with them. Make sure it's even, like, both of your families
should be
getting...
You don't want to screw anybody over.
Yeah, you want both of your families to get to see you.
All right, next question. She gets it.
Okay.
Good question.
Anyways, next one. How do I tell my childhood best friend that I no longer want her to be my maid of honor? We grew up saying we would be each other's, but grew apart and don't talk as much. I don't know if I even want her to be a bridesmaid. We are still friends, just not as close.
Oh my God, is this one of your friends?
Sling, you wrote this.
Oh my.
Nah, just kidding, Sling, I know. Anyways, go ahead. What's your advice? I have thoughts.
This is chick shit, for sure. Yeah. Like, this is not, I repeat, not a big deal. It is your wedding. It is your day. It is your people. It is your husband. I don't know why girls are always so, oh my God, it's my best. I don't give a shit. You grew apart. You guys are not the same. She's going to be invited to the wedding. You're just not the maid of honor. What is the issue?
She said she doesn't even know if she wants her to be a bridesmaid.
Okay, then. Don't let her. Who cares? I had people that I had every intention through college that I thought were going to be in my groomsmen.
Yeah.
I wasn't able to make it happen just because that's not the way the numbers worked out for it.
Yeah.
But like, and I guess you could always just screw the numbers, like, who actually cares?
Yeah.
But like, it was no disrespect to them by any means.
Yeah.
It was just, we just weren't on that same level that we were when we were initially friends.
Yeah.
And like, I hope to God, and I truly do believe that it's not any ill intent or any, you know, anger in either direction. Cause like, it's really just, it's not that big of a deal.
No.
You were still invited to my wedding. I still wanted you there to celebrate this huge, probably biggest day of my life.
Yeah.
And you were there.
Yeah.
That's at the end of the day, what matters is like, you're there. Like, you're there to support whoever side you're supporting. I don't think you need to be standing or not standing to show that you're supportive of your best friend or whatever. You can be a best friend not standing at the altar with them. There's other ways to be supportive. You don't need to be supportive through, I don't know. I guess you're saying it from the bride's perspective.
Yeah.
But so you'll be able to give more context, but I don't think this is a big deal, girl. You're straight.
My thoughts are, if you feel that you guys have grown apart, like, I'm sure she feels that too.
She'd probably honestly be weirded out if you did make her a bridesmaid.
Yeah, like, I'm sure she's feeling the same way. Like, oh my God, I hope she doesn't. I mean, maybe not. I don't know. But like, I'm just saying, like, if you feel that you guys grew apart, she probably feels that too. And she's probably not expecting to be a bridesmaid.
Yeah.
So like, even if you did say when we were 6 years old, oh, you're going to be my maid of honor. Like, that doesn't matter. Like, if you're not close to her now, if she's not like a huge part of your life right now, like, she can still be invited to the wedding, but she doesn't need to be a bridesmaid, let alone your maid of honor, especially if you guys aren't close. Like, your maid of honor is like the one you're going to for like all the stuff. She's planning the bachelorette. Like, you don't need somebody who like doesn't really know your life or you right now to be doing all that stuff. So like, if you really want to have a conversation with her, you guys can like set up a coffee date or something, and you can go tell her, I just want to let you know, like,
oh my God, that's, you're not gonna, don't, that's too much.
I don't think so. I mean, if you're being honest, you can just be like, you can take her to coffee and just say.
But like, does she still think that she's going to be a bridesmaid?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. It's like, she probably doesn't. So like, you guys can just go have coffee, chat, whatever. And like, let her know you're invited to the wedding. Like, I know we used to talk about being maid of honors, whatever, when we were younger, but, like, I don't know. Just, like, say it, like, oh, I'm so excited, like, so-and-so is my maid of honor, like, I'm asking my bridesmaids this weekend, whatever. Like, just, I don't think it needs to be a big deal.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, if you...
This is a girl thing.
If you're feeling like you grew apart, I guarantee you she feels that way, too. This girl does not think you're her best friend if you're saying, oh, we grew apart. Like, I'm sure she understands that she's not going to be a bridesmaid, and I don't think she's going to be offended.
No.
Like...
Are there girls that would be offended about that? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You don't even need to think anymore.
Yeah. Like, there are girls who will be, but, like I said... If you feel you grew apart and you don't even want her to be a bridesmaid, like, you're not even close enough with her to be a bridesmaid, then, like, she probably feels that too.
It is your day.
Yeah.
And you don't need to have you don't need to have an explanation for anybody.
I agree. At the end of the day, it's your day. Like, you want your closest girls up there. Like, that's it.
Period.
And, like, it doesn't matter. If you want to have a conversation with her, you can. If you don't, you don't need to. She's going to see you posting on your social media that you already asked your bridesmaids and she's not one of them. If you want to talk to her about it first, you can, but, like, you don't have to. At the end of the day. It's your bridesmaids. Do what you
Screw
want.
Them.
Do what's going to make you happy. Like,
Facts.
I promise you, this is the one time in your life you can be selfish and do whatever the hell you want, and no one's going to say shit to you. No one's going to say anything. No one's going to say be mad at you, especially if they've already been a bride themselves. If they haven't, they will learn, and they'll be like, oh, yeah, why was I mad about this? Like,
preach.
These girls... They're not going to care. It's fine. And if they do, like, she wasn't your friend to begin with.
Damn. That's all. Just the cold, hard facts when you start laying them down.
Yeah. Just don't be worried. Like, this is such small stuff in the wedding. Like, you have bigger things to worry about, girl.
Facts.
Don't worry about this girl. Don't worry about anyone being mad. It's your day. At the end of the day, do what makes you happy. These people are going to be in all of your wedding pictures for the rest of your life. You're going to have them. Your kids are going to be saying, who's that girl, mommy? And you're going to say, oh, yeah, I no longer talked to her. I just asked her because I felt bad. Don't do that.
Not a good conversation.
Don't do that. Love you want to say, oh, yeah, that's your auntie. Whatever.
All right. Love it. Next one. Appreciate the question, as always.
That's it.
Okay.
That's that. If you wanna be featured on next week's advice episode, or if we get enough submissions, we'll do a whole episode giving advice. But yeah, submit your stuff. We have a form. It's on our Instagram. You can email us. You can DM us. Whatever. We won't tell anyone who you are.
You did give one name.
Who?
Cammy.
She didn't write in for advice. She wrote in to say she liked our podcast.
Okay.
So that's right different.
So yeah.
If you're writing in for advice...
We're
not going to share your name. We're not going to share any of that stuff. We'll just ask your question and we'll
John give you, Snow.
We'll give you what?
Well, don't they say John Snow for like John Doe? John Snow. You know nothing, John Snow.
Anyways, that's our advice. So if you want to be in on that, write us in. We'll answer any messages. Text us if you have our numbers, whatever. Whatever form you want to send it in, send it in, and we will give you our advice.
Yeah. We try to do a good job. I think my advice is sometimes better, but...
What was wrong with my advice?
It's just too many words. Just get to the point.
I say too much? Well, sometimes I like to, like, talk it out, like, think it through, you know?
Okay.
Anyways.
Maybe they like that thought process, too.
Maybe.
Okay.
But, yeah, we do have one other thing. Some very big... Exciting news.
Very exciting news.
Our family is growing. I bet you guys thought I was going to say I'm pregnant, huh?
Psych. This is the wrong number. No, we are not pregnant. Not yet. But.
Not.
We.
Not anytime
have
soon.
A new sister-in-law joining the Sorrows.
We do.
Not even a new sister-in-law. Just a new sister joining our family. Joining our family. And we're very, very excited.
So Olivia and Johnny, Brian's brother, got engaged this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Did it at a little sunset beach vibes.
Yeah.
Pictures look beautiful.
Gorgeous ring. Gorgeous couple.
Gorgeous.
We're very excited for you and we're so happy.
Yes. We'll have to feature you guys on the podcast one of these days when you guys make your way out here to Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
we're excited for you. Shout out Johnny and Olivia. Olivia, I know you're listening to this. I know you'll hear this. So we're happy for you guys, and we can't wait for the wedding.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. I think their shooting, last I heard, was like next year sometime. Yeah. So, Olivia, text us and let us know if that's true or if our sources are outdated.
Yeah. So, but we're excited for you guys. We can't wait for the wedding and to celebrate with you when we come home for Christmas.
What about, like, I mean, we couldn't do that because it would take away from their wedding, but because obviously we're too famous.
Yeah.
But I was going to say, like, a live event at the wedding from the newlyweds.
Maybe we'll vlog it.
Maybe. That could be kind of lit.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But we'll anyways, exciting things coming. We're excited to expand the family.
Yeah, absolutely. Very excited. We love you, Olivia.
We love you, Johnny.
Yes, love you too, little bro. Well, guys, with that being said, that's going to do it for episode 2 of season 2. Don't forget to like and follow us on all of our social media pages. We're posting new content on there daily.
Yep.
And yeah, spread the podcast. Spread the name around. Spread it to your friends, families. We try to keep it safe for the little ears in the back seat. So yeah, feel free to play it with anybody who's in the car and just let us know. Let them know this is the hottest podcast out right now.
Yeah.
And we're about to take over. So with that being said,
Thanks for listening.
This is your co-host Brian Sorrell and
Elizabeth Sorrell
signing off for the Newlyweds.